Good morning, we're talking about Zemiras and Shabbos. We touched on this once before, but I want to clarify it better. Saying the Shem Hashem, when one is saying Zemiras, is one allowed to say the Shem Hashem? Is it preferred not to? Is it totally fine? How do we approach that? So the discussion of saying the Shem Hashem, not in the context of a pasuk, the Mishnah Berurah talks about this in a Bir Halacha in Siman Kuf Pei Ches. The scenario over there is a person forgot to say Yalla B'Yabba in benching, and so there's a bracha which is Niskan if a person remembers right after B'nei Berach Rabbi Shalom. So there is a bracha to say. He forgot it is there as well. And the question is, can he add it in later on during the Harachim? The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Pei Zayin says if a person forgot the Alanisim for Chanukah or for Purim, a person can add it in by the Harachamon. So Harachamon who Yasalon who Nisim and he flows. And then you say B'mei Mordechai Bester or B'mei Matzis Yo, depending whether it's Chanukah or Purim. So now the question is, can one do the same thing for Yalla B'Yavo? So the Ramos says that Yalla B'Yavo, a person should not do so because Yalla B'Yavo, different than the Alanisim. In Alanisim, there's no mention of the Shem Hashem. And Yalla B'Yavo, there is the mention of the Shem Hashem. So, to add it in the Harachamon, the Bershim should, we make a Harachamon, the Bershim should, since it's Rosh Chodesh, our Tefillah should be Yalla B'Yavo, and etc., would not be appropriate. The Magen Avraham there says he doesn't understand what the problem is. Why can't the person say Bakashas with the Shem Hashem? The Bir Halacha quotes the Magen Avraham. He finds this difficult. Even though Chazal were never misakin to say this nusach which we're saying over here of was never niskan. But why can't one say the Harachim one with the Shem Hashem? So apparently, one does not need to have something which was composed by Chazal as a vehicle to say the Shem Hashem. The Taz over there also says that he doesn't understand what the problem is. Saying the Shem Hashem derech tachanunim in the form of a bakasha would be acceptable, would be allowed. However, the Shulchan Aruch Harav there in Siman Kuf Pei Ches, Rechaim Kuf Pei Ches, says that if there's not a need, so one should refrain from saying the Shem Hashem under these circumstances. So now, we seem to have a machlokes in a scenario where it was not a tefillah which was niskan by Chazal. Can one say the Shem Hashem under those circumstances or not? Saying the Shem Hashem in the form of a bracha, not niskan by Chazal, is even more complicated. We spoke about this once. This issue of saying the Shem Hashem in a bracha, we have a concern about bracha lebatola, but it's not a bracha which is composed by Chazal. So that's more chomer. But to say it in Derech Tachanuni would be mutter. So now, what about Derech Shira and Shabbat to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So the Chazon Ish in Suman, I think it's Kuf Lamed Zayin, or Achaim Kuf Lamed Zayin, the Chazon Ish says that saying the Shira to Kadosh Baruch Hu, saying the Shem Hashem in the form of composing praises to Kadosh Baruch Hu, is mutter. There's no problem with doing that. So the Kaf HaChaim talks about this in Siman Reish Tezvav, and he says that he only sees that it's appropriate to do that if one is saying the Shem Hashem Be'im of a Yira. When a person is saying the Shem Hashem and Derech Strike, Vadi would be Usr. So the person is saying Zemiras and this person is focusing on the Shema to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that seems to be an appropriate activity to use the Shem under those circumstances. However, if a person has a lot of fun singing Zemiras and just enjoys it, and he's doing it more for the enjoyment of the music and play around, something of that sort, so then it would be inappropriate to say the Shem Hashem under those circumstances. One of our Rebbeim's Hanhaga was not to say the Shem Hashem because the halacha is when a person says Hashem Hashem, there are kavanas that the person is supposed to have, having the understanding of what the Hashem Hashem represents. Mrs. brought down Aruch Chaim Simon Hey. So he said that the Shemus that I must say, I have to make sure that I say them with the proper kavana. To add in more Shemus, which I do not have to say, and be concerned I'm not saying with the proper kavana, would not seem logical to me. So that would be that's not a halachic requirement. That's just a thought process that he had. I do want to talk about a little bit of another issue, which is singing. What zmiras are appropriate to sing? Can I just sing any zmiras? Are we limited to the zmiras which are found in our bencher? I want to sing psukim. What am I allowed to sing? So we'll talk about that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.